Afternoon, guys. Tough anytime you go on the road and you're playing a good football team. And if you finish -4 in the turnover differential and 20 points difference when it comes to turnovers, very, very difficult to win in our league when that happens. And that, in a nutshell, is what that game boiled down to. We had some opportunities going into that fourth quarter to really put some pressure on their team, and it went in a completely different direction with the turnovers. And we have a lot of work to do as we get ready for our next ball game. We'll go through this tape with our players and talk about the things that are necessary to try to improve. But that ball game really boiled down to the -4, the 20 points off of turnovers. There were a lot of other things that happened along the way, but that's the difference in the ball game. Injury-wise, we have a couple guys that we'll be pushing to get them ready for this week. John Sullivan suffered a concussion in the ball game, so we'll see how that goes. We'll have to go through the NFL protocol with him. Josh Robinson, we're probably going to be missing for a while, fractured his sternum, so we're going to miss him for a bit. And we'll see how Adrian does this week with his groin. We'll monitor that as we go through the week, and we'll learn a little bit more about some of the other guys that were injured and not able to play. LaTroy Guyon, Greg Jennings. We'll learn more about those guys when we get back on Wednesday to see what they're able to do. It's possible for him to return. It could be a 4 to 6 week injury, so it's possible. At some point during the game, he was making a tackle. It had been bothering him for a little while, and at some point, he ended up making a tackle, and it just he couldn't really get the win back that he needed to be able to go out and run. We talked to him on the sideline. I think it was the beginning of the second half. We noticed it in the first half. We come back out the second half and talked with him a little bit and decided not to let him continue until we got a look at it and found out today that he suffers a fracture.
On left side?
More than likely, yeah. He or Marcus Sherrills, yeah.
So will you keep him on the active roster then, or are you toying with the idea of going IR with that?
We're going to talk about it, when we leave here. Sit down with Rick and his staff and discuss what our options are.
Nickelback then?
Yes, he would be the next guy at nickel, yep.
Leslie, your defense is on pace to give up a record number of points in this franchise. At any point, do you evaluate the scheme, the system, what you guys are calling out there? Or is it just a matter of injuries and so forth?
Well, you're always evaluating your scheme and trying to, see what you can do better. And I thought yesterday our defense really did a lot of good things in that ball game. They really did. One of the reasons we were, right there to the going to that fourth quarter. And even in yesterday's ball game, some of those points weren't necessarily directly attributable to the defense, but it goes on the defensive stats. You're always evaluating your scheme. You're always trying to improve what you're doing. You're always looking at your personnel. So you're always trying to do those things that will help you get better. And we'll continue that as we get ready for this next ball game.
What are the chances that you might, Adrian Peterson might not play this Sunday? Maybe give him a week off, let him get fully healthy or something along those lines?
Probably too early to answer that, Chris, on this Monday after the game, but as we get further into the week, we'll have a better idea.
Have you decided yet who's going to start at quarterback?
No, I just want to talk that through a little bit this afternoon, and we come back on Wednesday, have a good idea.
At what point with Jennings did you first get a sense that he's not going to be able to go? You seemed pretty confident Friday that he was going to be fine.
Yeah, there was nothing in my mind that made me think on Friday he wouldn't be able to go. It wasn't until maybe Saturday night when I talked to him right before our team meeting that I got a hint that it was a potential chance that he might not be able to go. And even then, I thought he'd be fine when we got up the next day to work out, see how he'd be. And, just wasn't able to do it. So we had to scratch him. But so that was a tough one because we did expect him to be able to play.
There's something you need to see from Josh as you're kind of weighing whether he can maybe start again?
Not so much from Josh, just trying to, determine you know, what's the best thing to do based on where we are and what we're trying to get accomplished. So he's doing everything we're asking him to do. He's working hard in practice. He's preparing properly. You just have to see what's the best thing to do.
At this point, are all three of those guys healthy enough to play?
They are.
I mean, he seemed to be doing things well in the first half, finding receivers, and then within the span of two series, it was all done, and he was on the sideline next to you.
Yeah, he did some good things early in that ball game. But you're always looking for consistent play throughout a ball game. You know, you can't win this league playing one or two quarters. You got to play four good quarters of football. And, you know, we just need all of our players to play well throughout the game. And he didn't play as well in that fourth quarter as we need him to. You know, we needed more consistent play, and we didn't get it. And, you know, the results of it.